No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Aboulaf, also known as @UnkyoBull on Twitter or X. And welcome to Tuesday Wagering with Yoel, also titled Episode 11. Today we'll have action from the UEFA Champions League, both today as well as tomorrow. And we'll wrap both of those slates up with some action from the NBA playoffs. As you all know, I apologize that there was no Saturday episode this past weekend as I celebrated my birthday on Friday, but the grind didn't stop and we still delivered nearly 30 plays over the weekend. Some did well and some didn't. But as I've spoken in both of my episodes this past week, we've been having a rough go, but we closed the week with a 4-4 record in the NBA and a 2018 mark in soccer, essentially a break-even bounce back to open May after a rough close to April. So as I mentioned in those episodes, it was highly uncharacteristic of me or us to go on such a strong run of not hitting our plays, especially on the soccer front. But I'm so glad that we were able to turn that around. 2018 mark in soccer, 20 wins and 18 losses for the past week, is above 50% win rate. Even though the results may have not yielded our way in terms of the units, I'm happy about the performance and the bounce back effort. Monday wasn't the best nor the worst day. We went 3-2 in soccer and 1-2 in the NBA, finishing with -1 units overall. But I'm not very pressed about those because the two NBA losses that we had were the Oklahoma City Thunder as well as the Boston Celtics, who had double-digit leads at some point and then decided to not play basketball for that second half and give it all up. So in terms of analysis, it was along the right path, but a fourth quarter effort from both the Celtics and the Oklahoma City Thunder results in a loss for both of those. It's game ones, so I'm very much okay with this type of seeing essentially and analyzing how these series are gonna go. I'm already leaning more towards the Denver Nuggets tomorrow, for example. I think that the Oklahoma City Thunder, even though they showed a lot of superiority, especially in the first half, gaining that lead over the Nuggets. We know that they're an ex-champion team and they won't make the series as easy as many had thought for the Oklahoma City Thunder. As for the Celtics, my own Boston Celtics, 45 missed three-pointers, breaking a playoff franchise record, continuing to take those bad shots and not capitalizing, but still only losing by three in overtime was kind of very unexpected. I definitely, after a certain point in that game, especially after the Knicks came back from that 20-point deficit, I was definitely very much ready to turn the TV off. But I also covered those plays in the NBA fantasy blurb section of our Sports Ethos website. So it was definitely an experience covering the game after a tough loss, but definitely go check those out as well. But that is the recap I have for the past week as well as for Monday. with, like I said, with a loaded Champions League and NBA playoff slate, let's get into what we have for Tuesday, May 6th, as well as Wednesday, May 7th. Today, we'll start it off at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the UEFA Champions League, with Inter taking on Barcelona. As a reminder, the first leg ended 3-3 at Barcelona's home. And this one should be another exciting affair. While Inter got the result they wanted in the first leg, the story was all about Lamine Yamal's brilliance. We've truly been talking about Lamine Yamal and how great he is this past week, if we have not already been doing this past entire year and a half. But it was definitely a great effort from both sides in that previous match. Barcelona will head to Milan, and the atmosphere will be completely different challenge. As you all would remember, Barcelona struggled in Dortmund under similar pressure. Still, given that they had that large lead in the first leg, they were able to get the result. They have a team built for big moments, and they have their sights locked on Munich. I think that Inter will most certainly be fired up at home. They came agonizingly close to glory in Istanbul 2 years ago and will want to get back to that final. I am indeed expecting the first half to be tight, much more tighter than the first game that we saw. And I'm expecting a draw at the break at plus 135 odds on Fanatics. However, over the 90 minutes, I'll be backing Barcelona to punch their ticket to the final. So Barcelona to qualify at minus 130 on Fanatics. I have a lot of my friends and a lot of my, you know, other better community members who are backing Inter moneyline in this game. I think that Inter showed a lot of grit in their away match in the first leg. However, I think that Barcelona will want to capitalize on this opportunity, having come this close. I apologize for that tongue twist over there. And I think a 1-1 first half seems very logical. Although I'm not expecting that many goals, we could definitely see that infamous Inter low block, especially in the first half, and maybe end up in a 0-0. I do not love the goals market for this match today. I think that was reserved for the first game, as given that, you know, that the game ended in 3-3. We could definitely see a different atmosphere here today. And in this tough to predict match, those will be my two bets. We do not have another soccer action in which I'm, you know, familiar and expertise in sharing plays with. So I'm going to be wrapping up Tuesday, May 6th plays with two NBA playoff action plays. First would be the Indiana Pacers taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Pacers stunned the Cavs in game one behind the red hot shooting night. They shot 19 of 36 from deep, while the Cavaliers bricked their way to just 9 of 38 from three. That sort of disparity usually evens out in these game twos, but it's the Cavs' injuries that make this game too tough to predict. The statuses of DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley are still uncertain. They come questionable to this one, whereas the Pacers don't have any key players on their injury report except for Isaiah Jackson. The Pacers' offense looked very fluid in game one, and the Cavs were rusty after a long layoff. Unless the Cavs are at full strength, I expect the Pacers to continue pushing the pace and for them to cover the spread once again. I also know that both of these teams are capable of scoring in bunches, so the over is in play too. So I'm going to be backing Pacers +9 at minus 110. This is a very surprising line in my opinion, even if all three of these Cleveland starters return to the lineup, except DeAndre Hunter is not a starter, but you get what I'm trying to say. The Pacers, you know, even if they don't shoot the ball as well as they have in game one, I think that they're a much stronger team than the +9 underdog odds suggest. So I'm going to be backing the Pacers to, you know, surprise the Cavs once again. And, you know, the Pacers play the game in one of the fastest paces, And the Cavs were very dominant throughout the regular season with their scoring. So the over 230.5 total points, again at minus 110, seems to be very much in play as well. Moving on to the last NBA playoff action of the day, we have the Golden State Warriors taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Golden State Warriors has proved time and time again that they're built for these moments. They've been tested across the playoffs so far, and they haven't backed down. They also won 3 of 4 against the Timberwolves in the regular season, and their spacing with 5 shooters on the floor could be key to neutralizing Rudy Gobert and giving Naz Reid a little bit more opportunities. I'm not necessarily calling for the outright win here for the Golden State Warriors, but I do think that coming off the momentum of a Game 7 victory, even though they will be tired with only minimal days rest, I think that the Warriors at +7.5 odds seems to be a great approach here. Again, I'm backing 2 underdogs for the NBA tonight after backing 2 heavy favorites last night with the Celtics at -8.5 and the Oklahoma City Thunder at -9.5. And, you know, especially considering that so far, except for maybe the first Pacers game having,
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
The rest of the games have been very close. And with that in mind, I think that the underdogs have a real shot of staying within the spread in this one. So a quick recap of what we have for Tuesday, May 6th, before moving on to Wednesday, May 7th. We have Inter versus Barcelona in the UEFA Champions League. I'm taking first half draw at plus 135 and Barcelona to qualify at minus 130, both on Fanatics. For the NBA, we have the Indiana Pacers taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'll be taking Pacers +9, as well as over 230 total points, both at minus 110 and both on Fanatics. And I'll be finishing up the day with the Golden State Warriors taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I'll be backing another underdog in Golden State Warriors at +7.5 at minus 110 on Fanatics. When I recently checked this right before I recorded the episode, the Warriors line had moved to +6.5. And I believe that that number is still playable. Unless we get to about Warriors +4.5, up until that point, I would still feel comfortable taking the Warriors, but anything less than that, I would have to shift my energy to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who again, a part of me is looking forward to their play, given that, you know, Anthony Edwards has been very much looking forward to playing against the Golden State Warriors due to, I guess, what you could call somewhat of a smaller beef with Draymond Green. With that little note, we can jump into what we have for an early look for Wednesday, May 7th. We have another UEFA Champions League game in Paris Saint-Germain taking on Arsenal. Arsenal's title hopes are likely, you know, not likely. Arsenal's title hopes are over in the English Premier League, and there is a likely opportunity, that's what I was trying to say, that they do indeed miss out on that second place finish. And with that being said, all eyes are now on this semifinal. This is probably the most important game of Mikel Arteta's tenure, and he'll throw everything at it, or he will most certainly have to. Paris Saint-Germain, on the other hand, are playing some of their best soccer in Europe. I believe that along with Barcelona, they are two of the most complete and strongest teams left in this tournament. They are organized, confident, and ruthless in attack. They've already won the league weeks ago. They won the first leg and now host the second, and they hold the advantage of playing in their large field. I most certainly expect both teams to score in this one, and in what I will also take as Paris Saint-Germain moneyline, I also expect this game to go for the over. So essentially what I'm backing is both teams to score an over 2.5 total goals Dame parlay at minus 116 on DraftKings. And given that this is the storyline that I'm anticipating for this game, in which a 2-1, a 3-1 victory, that should hopefully go Paris Saint-Germain's way, in which I'll be taking Paris Saint-Germain moneyline at plus 110 odds. So essentially, here's the idea behind the analysis in the scenario. I think that if I'm taking both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals to happen, then I'm anticipating the 2-1 or a 3-1 scoreline. I do not think that Arsenal has the strength to take this to a tie in the second leg. And with that being said, a Paris Saint-Germain moneyline at plus odds seems like a good play here. Again, these are Wednesday, May 7th plays, and there's always room for some change in analysis as the day goes on. But at first glance, this is what I'm looking at. Moving on, a game that I'm very afraid of betting on again is the New York Knicks taking on the Boston Celtics tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Celtics, like I mentioned, had a nightmare second half in Game 1. Despite leading by 20 at one point, scoring 61 points in the first half, they collapsed. But I know that that collapse won't sit well with them. They shot just 15 of 60 from deep, and those numbers are bound to improve, especially playing at home in front of their fans. I cannot even imagine the Boston Celtics disappointing the home fans for two games in a row and falling 0-2 in the series against the New York Knicks, who they swept throughout the regular season. With that being said, however, I'm seeing that the Celtics spread has opened at -10.5, so another heavy spread. I won't deny, I am a little bit scared to take that spread once again, even though I think that the Celtics will surely bounce back in this one. And instead of going for the spread, I'll be heading towards the Celtics team total. I'm originally eyeing an over 105.5 type of number, but I was able to see on DraftKings that the original line had opened at 110.5 at minus 110. At this stage, I'm unsure if that is the play that I love the most for this game. Like I said, if there is an opportunity to take this either at an alternate over, or, you know, if the number drops a little bit somewhere in the range of 105, 106, in that ballpark would definitely be playable. But currently, I'm unsure about the over 110 so far. And if that is the case, then I may have to lean towards a first half spread for the New York Knicks. Again, I know that the Knicks will come into this with a lot of motivation and momentum. They will likely keep the game as close as they can in the first half, But this time around, I do not expect the Celtics to collapse, but rather build on the effort in the second half and, you know, reach for that victory. I'm unsure, like I've said before in this, you know, 3 minutes that I've spent on this analysis, that I do not think that Celtics at this point will have a double-digit spread win. But the Knicks to stay within the spread that, you know, oddsmakers have seemed to be giving the Celtics in the first half seems to be a good look. Additionally, tomorrow we will also have the Denver Nuggets taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder once again. Like I've said, I'm leaning a little bit more towards the Denver Nuggets in this one, and that's solely because the fight that they were able to put up last night, even though they were trailing at points and even though they did not necessarily get the best support from Michael Porter Jr. or Christian Brown, they still, behind Aaron Gordon's game winner and Nikola Jokic's insane 42-point and 22-rebound effort, even struggling with foul trouble, was able to come back and win this game. Definitely the Oklahoma City Thunder's strategy in the end of the game, in the final 13 seconds even, you know, fouling did not play off. But the spread has opened at plus 11 for the Denver Nuggets. And I think that with this momentum behind them, they can give the Oklahoma City Thunder another tough night. And with that being said, my initial lean, not necessarily my official play for the final game on May 7th, will be Denver Nuggets at plus 11 at minus 110 on Fanatics. So a quick recap of May 7 as well. We have PSG taking on Arsenal. I'm backing both teams to score an over 2.5 total goals at minus 116 game parlay on DraftKings. I'm also taking PSG moneyline at plus 110 on Fanatics. Not official two plays, but the first leans that I'm looking at in the Knicks versus Celtics is the Celtics team total over anywhere over 105 and 106. And also for the Denver Nuggets at Oklahoma City Thunder matchup, at first glance, I'm liking Denver Nuggets at plus 11 underdogs at minus 110 on Fanatics. So that will do it for episode 11, Tuesday Wagering with Yoel in Today in Sports Betting. As always, thank you all for tuning in and riding along. Even though the rough patches, I know the last week or two haven't lived up to our usual standard, and that weighs heavily on me. But I'm locked in, committed, and bouncing back so far as we hit the stretch run of the season. Round two of the NBA playoffs are heating up. We're down to final four teams in the Champions League. Thursday's episode will be here with action from the Conference League, the Europa League, as well as continuing our plays from the NBA playoffs. It's an exciting time to be a bettor, and I've got more plays on the way throughout the week. If you're not already subscribed to Wager Pass at sportsethos.com, now's the time to jump in. Every single top play is posted daily with full write-ups. Good luck on your bets today, and I'll catch you all on the next episode.